Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
The platinum microphones are on.
Hey! WXLKHD.
Rono.
I'm going to make a very inflammatory statement to start the show.
Already?
Yes. Right out of the gates.
Gee.
It's a strong opinion.
Okay.
Some people will definitely agree with me.
Uh-huh. All right.
Monica, I think you might agree with me.
All right.
Other people will definitely not agree with me. But I'm here to say...
You're unapologetic. You don't care. Do you?
Sorry.
Not sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Nope.
You're not sorry about it.
I am excited that we are getting closer to the end of spring break.
Yeah.
Why is that, Zach?
Because I want everyone to go back to school.
Go back to school.
Get out my house.
Yeah. I mean, because now they're bored. I'm bored. It doesn't matter what activity you have planned or what you do. They can get together with their friends and play all day.
Yeah.
And then they get home. And Ava sits down and she likes to just look at me. I'm like, don't you ask for anything. And I already know that's the look of I'm going to ask a question. And so, like, don't ask for anything. So usually she'll get up and she'll walk away.
Yeah.
She's like, I just want to sit on the couch beside you. I'm like, no, don't ask me any questions.
Yep.
The answer is
she
no.
She wants to cuddle, no. Monica.
No, nope. She wants her phone. She wants a tablet. She wants to go somewhere. She's bored.
You know
wants
she
to watch TV.
She
wants.
Wants.
Her show. She
that's
wants.
What she wants.
Yes.
She wants, Antoine, and we're over it.
She already had a good day hanging out with friends and stuff. I'm like, no.
They just want some mother, father, kid time. Just
you've never met a child before. They never want that. Okay. They might use that. That might be something, a benefit of whatever else it is that they end up getting
that
in the end.
Look.
But yeah, I'm done. I'm done with it.
Go to school.
No more. As I was sitting here in the kitchen yesterday cleaning up someone's spilled milkshake because they were bothering each other and knocking things onto the floor.
Yeah. They get bored with siblings. They start picking. And
yeah,
no,
that's true.
My God.
Yeah, because Hendrix, he really did start picking. He picked his nose and wiped the booger on Ava just to mess with her. So when you have to discipline kids that are, no, and going back and forth.
Yep, I'm over it. So apologies to teachers if you're listening. You're probably not because you ingrates are sleeping off last night's fun. So too bad. I don't care. It's almost over.
Oh.
I have to make a note again because I said I was going to do it the other day. I have to be really chipper on Monday.
Really chipper?
Yeah, really chipper?
Oh, that's right. You did say that.
Chipper. So when they're all...
Oh, that's right. Because when they're back...
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Be like Bozo the Clown
and
in
like,
here.
Why are you so happy?
I'm going to have to get a bicycle horn so we can go that whole thing.
That's so funny. I was thinking bicycle horn.
Yep. We're going to dial it up. So enjoy the last few days of your spring break.
If you get a bicycle horn, you might as well get an ice cream truck and drive by the school and say, ha ha, you're in class. You can't get it.
That would be mean.
Now that's me. Yes.
It's a big sign that says, would have free ice cream if there wasn't a school.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
No,
I
can't. We love them. They're little blessings.
They are?
Yes, they are.
Okay, I was just checking.
They
just to make sure they still work.
They mess with us, but we like to mess with them, too.
Oh, man, they do love to mess with us. K92 Morning Thang. $5,000 in the secret sound. That'll buy you some me time if you win that. First Team Nissan, New River Valley, First Team Roanoke, and K92. Diamond of the Day is next.
So he's a grown man, but he says, I'm no longer a man. What is he?
What is
he? It's almost like a riddle.
Yeah. Okay. This is a mind bender.
A clock.
Yeah.
Because the easy answer would be...
He's not a grown man anymore.
I would say, oh, well, does he think he's going to be a woman now? But it can't possibly be that. That story would be way too easy. All right. He's transitioning into something. Antoine's
a clock.
Is it a clock?
No.
It's not a clock.
Not a clock.
All right. We'll see what it is next.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
He's 37-year-old Kaz James.
Kaz James.
Uh-huh. And he's a store manager.
Okay.
Well, he says...
I'm going to try to guess what he's transitioning to.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So you give me the details and then I'll try to guess.
Okay. Well, he's a 37-year-old guy working as a store manager. He says he never quite felt like he was supposed to be a human.
Okay. He's not a human.
He's not even a human. He doesn't feel like he wasn't designed to be a human man. Yeah.
So, you see these stories of people that say, I was born a man, but I'm a woman, or vice versa.
Right.
And you know what?
Yeah.
When it comes down to it, doesn't affect my life in any way. You be you.
Well,
okay. Whatever it is that you feel. If you want to be a clock, so help me God, become a clock.
Well, I will say if you ran into Kaz on the street, I mean, that could be a little, you would stop for a second and think, do I need to call the cops?
Fire hydrant.
Oh, you're kind of in the neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
You're kind of in the neighborhood because what enjoys a fire hydrant?
He's a dog.
What? Yes.
He's a dog.
He's a dog. He's transitioning into a dog. Uh-huh. He said he first went online.
Okay.
And he found a pup community. So I guess there's a pup community where people dress up and they feel like they're more of a canine.
Okay. I tell you what, there is a community for everything.
Yeah.
There's a website called Reddit and there's a subreddit.
There's something for everyone.
Everybody.
Everything. You think, oh, this is so weird and bizarre that I feel or think like this. You go online, it's probably there.
You know what? I'm going to go online and see if there's people that are in the clocks or turning into
being. I bet you there are.
We're
going to
find the clock people.
I guarantee there's some clock people. Well, he's a pup person. And they said now he is he's a canine. He has to work during the day. Of course, he can't dress up as a pup during the day. It's not allowed as a store manager.
And then, what does he do the rest of the day?
He dresses up as a pup. He'll go out in public. He carries things with his teeth. he barks. He communicates through, you know, like a nuzzle or whatever.
A nuzzle, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he a butt sniffer? I mean, is that a situation
not
here?
Not yet, but I guess where he's a canine, he could.
Does he have an owner, like a handler?
No.
So, okay, so how does he feed himself then?
In a bowl.
I know,
yeah, but he has to.
Maybe during the day.
He gets his meal
he
ready.
He puts the food out.
When he's being the human.
Yeah.
He says, I didn't ever feel like a human. I always felt like a dog that was really out of place. And now he found his pup community, and he's finding out how to
become a dog. Interesting.
Yeah.
Does he?
And he says he feels liberated.
Okay. Again, to each his own. If you want to live.
You have judgy eyes.
I'm not judging.
I have judgy eyes.
I have curious eyes because I have so many questions. When he's a dog and he needs to go to the bathroom.
Ooh.
Where does he go?
He has outfits, and so I imagine there are
I'm sure there's a trap door, but I want to know, do you have to go in the yard? And then who scoops that up afterward?
He does the next morning.
When he's the human.
When he's the human.
Yes. But if he leaves it out on the sidewalk, he's got to curb himself. I mean, somebody, you can't just leave that there. And that's
so,
a lot.
It is so bizarre, though.
There's a whole lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess you find your love in the pup community.
I guess.
You know?
All right. I need to know more.
You the guy, too. And he feels really confident as a pup.
Okay.
He embraces it. Mm-hmm.
Is there an animal you would choose to be?
That I would choose to be.
You can be an animal. Antoine, a question goes for you as well. I don't think it's a dog.
No, it's definitely not a dog.
No. Want something a little more powerful.
It's a lion. It's a lion or a tiger for me. Elephant for you?
Elephant, maybe. God. No, a hippo.
A hippo?
They're angry, though. Oh, Wait,
I would have never.
Monica's like, look, I just want to eat as much as I want and not worry about myself.
Like, no one messes with a hippo.
No one messes with a hippo.
No one messes with the. They chill. They enjoy
hungry,
their
hungry
day.
Hungry hippos was your game.
But they are. Mm-hmm. You step on their territory, though. They are kind of mean. I would probably change it to, a lion, yes.
Lion or tiger for me.
See, I was going simple, man. I know it's a very easy jump, but an ant,
no,
good Lord.
God.
No, very simple.
I was just going to go monkey. It's a human with no responsibilities. Still get to keep my thumbs. You know,
I'm
in.
That's true. Yeah. Sign language.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, all you do is fling poo and inappropriately enjoy yourself
happy?
All day long. They do seem happy.
You get to throw poop all day.
Here we go. K92 morning thing. Are you a clock person?
There's something for everyone.
Yep. I have not found a fully organized community yet for the clock people.
For clocks yet.
But I have found some people that are into clocking.
Oh.
I'm not sure what you're going to call it. This person here. I enjoy watching the clock.
Tick tock. Tick.
Really excites me.
There's something soothing about a grandfather clock and
that TikTok.
This person likes when the second hand goes over the 12. There's something about that.
Is anyone that likes a little bird to come out?
It's a reset.
Oh my God, my Aunt Sally had a cuckoo clock when I was a kid. The thing was ridiculous. Yeah.
Queso!
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh! There it is.
Queso!
Yeah, we had a queso clock. That's actually, that'd be perfect. Only in America would you have a clock where every hour
queso!
Cheese dip came out.
That would be hilarious.
The queso clock.
The party.
Oh my God.
That's a party.
That is an invention.
Man. Are you writing it down?
Yes, I am, actually. The queso clock.
Queso clock.
I mean, think of it this way, that if there was a clock and then every hour a taco came out, taco clock.
I would be excited. Yeah. Queso! Ooh, another taco.
And we'll get Monica her ranch clock. That'll be perfect.
Ew.
that would be good for you. Like, for example, let's say you needed an alarm that would definitely get you up. I think if you had a clock that squirted some ranch on you in the morning.
I'm up.
You're up.
I'm up.
Yeah.
In the shower. Ready to go.
Exactly. Up and at them. No snoozing. You're all set. Yeah, this other person, they enjoy lots of clocks in the room. I like the way they tick.
Uh-huh.
30 different clocks in this guy's room.
Yeah. That's a passion.
He says, my ex was happy to indulge me, but I'm worried about future girlfriends. Last night I had a girl over and she was really freaked out by it and said I should get help.
I'll be a little freaked out if I didn't have a heads up that you enjoy clocks like that.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up, ranch baby. you don't get to judge anybody,
you
ranch
swimming
baby.
Salad dressing, you freak.
Ew. Like, no. But yeah, I would be a little... Hey,
to each his own. Yeah, that is one I do believe you need to give them a heads up before they enter the room. That's all. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, look, I'm really into clocks. I just got to tell you.
Everywhere.
If you're not cool with that, I'm sorry. See, that person, it's very unfair to them, too, because they've just been stereotyped into old school movies and TV shows where serial killers just have lots of clocks just all over the place. Go into a room, lots of tick, 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 tick. And then the next thing you know,
queso!
You're dead. There it is. Good morning. Dinner party at mom's house yesterday.
Yep.
I love dirty little secrets because it's other people's stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have to keep it. I don't have to keep their secrets. I get to spill all of them.
Yeah. You get to join in.
Uh-huh.
In the conversation.
This woman, she had a dinner party. Her mom went out of the country for 2 weeks or whatever it was, gone. She was house sitting. So I'm going to have a bunch of people over from work, my new work. I'm going to impress them. I'll say, this is my house. And what we got down to at the core, though, was, would mom have been okay with this?
Yeah. Would your mother care that you did this? Like if you came...
She would.
I think she would be angry.
See, there we go. Because my mother would be livid if I had people in her house and she didn't know.
Yeah, but your mother, Antoine, would only be mad if you dared use the company napkins and towels instead of just the company. She just doesn't want you touching the good stuff. That's the only thing there.
Strangers in her home and stuff. Yeah. Like that.
You get mad about that. You know what? Monica's mom would probably be furious, too.
Yeah, she would be like, "Who? What's going on?"
Yeah, because my mother would want to clean it a certain way before having people over.
Or either just taking her stuff down and replacing it with new things.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Hey, she got old lady stuff. It's fine. I think if she's going on vacation for 3 weeks, forget that is borderline an abandoned building as far as I'm concerned. Not Carol. I think you did her a favor. This way the neighbors didn't think that she was out of town, and this saved her from getting robbed.
I like how she was like, that's what I'm saying. Zach was like, yep, that's why I'll be at dinner next time.
Tell you what, our boss is out of town. He's got a really nice house.
Ho, ho, ho.
Do a little dinner party over there this weekend.
I'm in.
I will supervise. I will go and supervise.
Just to make sure nothing gets broken.
Make sure nothing gets broken.
I totally understand.
I got an invite. I just did.
Gotta find the hide key. That's the only goal around here.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Unwritten rules. The rules you should live by, but they're not necessarily in the law books.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Bible, or any of those things.
Those bother me. Write them somewhere so I know.
I know. Feel like we should. So you know what, Antoine? I have a written list of unwritten rules.
Thank you, Zach.
You know, if you want to be hilarious, what this should be is unwritten rules, and then the page should be blank. Because they're unwritten.
Make it grandma.
I don't know.
Make it grandma.
What are some of the rules, though?
And there's some that you violate on here, Monica. For example, if you borrow someone's car...
Put gas in.
Full tank of gas.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it necessarily has to be full. It just has to be back to where it was.
Yeah, that's fine. I think courtesy, full tank.
It's my car, so.
Yeah, but then it's your husband's car.
Yeah, there's no gas in it right now.
Exactly.
I meant to tell him that this morning.
So then you switch it out.
Yeah.
I hate that stuff. The double standards of things like that, that's my unwritten rule, is if it's bad for one sex, it should be bad for both sexes.
That's
because
true.
If he did that to you, you would be furious.
Mm.
Furious at him.
There's no gas in the car.
Horrible husband, how dare he? But to you, you're like, sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I hate gas.
Yeah, so for the amount of times my wife blocks my driveway parking space. If I did that to her... I would
be like, what is your deal? No.
You'd be like, you're the worst. You're such an inconsiderate man.
I was in a hurry. I forgot. Ooh.
So unwritten rules. If someone shows you a photo on their phone, don't be swiping.
Never swipe.
Never swipe.
The temptation is always there.
No, it's not. Yeah, it shouldn't be. Why is the temptation there?
I don't know. Like, if it's a friend's phone, I'm like,
You always swipe.
I don't always.
You grab and swipe. You are. Swiper, no swiping. How dare you,
Monica?
Because then you're so controlling when it comes to your own phone. You won't even let someone touch it. You hold it and show them the thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to swipe on Monica's phone because I feel like my brain will never be the same.
Because I think people are always tempted to swipe.
You'll see pictures of Fang hacks and everything in there.
You can't unsee certain things in life, Antoine, so I don't want to see them, so I don't have to unsee them in the thing. Here's one people violate all the time. We all agree on it, but then everybody violates it. Don't leave your shopping cart in the middle of the aisle.
No. No, don't do that, please.
Don't walk in the middle of the aisle.
Can I add to that?
Yes, please.
Unwritten rule. It's a shopping cart, not a buggy. Thank you, Zach.
Okay.
What? I just had to get that out there.
I can go either way.
It cannot.
I think it can.
I'm not a buggy person. And
it's not.
I say a shopping cart.
By definition, it's not.
But I think I'm okay with someone saying, hey, where's the buggy?
I love this area. As you know, I am not from here originally. Been here, God, forever. So I count as here now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a shopping cart, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's something just very buggy.
Buggy.
Let me get me a buggy.
Put these eggs in it, buggy.
Exactly.
With the horse.
I don't mind living that. You can cut on the lights all you want, but there's something about the buggy that drives me crazy. I'll give you one that's not on this list, but ladies, this is a piece of advice for you.
Uh-oh.
Never date a man who only wears white New Balance shoes. Just don't do that.
Have you seen that? A lot of that?
What?
Yeah, the guys that just wear those plain white sneakers.
I've seen that.
If they don't have any other shoes, they are undateable. I'm sorry. I would never date a man who only wore white New Balance shoes and nothing else.
That's his comfy shoe.
But you have to have a non-comfy shoe
also.
He
may be like Steve Jobs, wearing the same outfit all the time.
All right, but Steve Jobs did not wear New Balance shoes.
No.
So, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, I just can't with that. Guys, I'm looking out for you. Women look at your feet. I know you said,
they
don't care about my shoes. They care about your shoes.
I'm not even into shoes, and I still
exactly
like the shoes. But I don't know.
They are judging your feet, so you need to be prepared. I'm just trying to help today. So unwritten rules, if you have any, 52353. Also, I'm not a bad person, but... Man, I'm in the mood to make this on Sunday for dinner, Monica.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel bad. I feel bad even thinking it. I feel bad thinking about giving it to my children. But it's so good.
You're a terrible person.
It's so good.
You're
I know.
A terrible person.
But... No, wait. I'm not a terrible person, but...
Bad human.
Don't judge us.
Mm-mm. Bad human.
So? Not all the time.
We don't mean to be.
I do good.
Yeah.
I went to the grocery store the other day, and I helped the gentleman behind me load his groceries onto the conveyor belt.
Look at you.
I was at the
grocery store yesterday, and some guy dropped a bag of onions. They were rolling everywhere, and I picked them up.
Look at that.
Let me pick up your onions. He said, thank you.
I feel like you're setting this up, though. Like, you guys are pointing out the good deeds you've done.
Because there's bad things.
Because there's bad things following.
There are.
You need balance.
You're not a bad person, but there are certain things. You need balance. You can't be good all the time. You need a little bit of bad. It keeps you.
Not bad, bad. Just like a little tiny bad.
Bad-ish. You know, that's what it
ish.
Is.
Let us be the judge. Let me be the judge.
Like, it's okay to laugh at people falling down. That's fine. You can
as
do
long
that.
As they're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You check. Okay. Are you all right?
So you check before you laugh?
And then maybe you both can laugh about it.
Right. You laugh on the inside, and then you make sure that they're okay, and then you can laugh on the outside.
I was about to say, you laugh before you check.
Easter Sunday in my house. I feel bad doing it. I'll tell you in a second. Monica Brooks is the...
You can't even say it. That's how bad it is. You can't even say it.
What was that crap right there?
It's called a tease.
Oh, look.
I'm a bad person.
It's called guilt. It's called guilt.
Monica will say it. I changed my mind. I don't want to.
There's somebody bad. Our friend Mike, who listens to the show, him and his wife, they love to... They have couples time where they sit on YouTube and they watch kids fall down and bump their heads.
No.
All kids are okay.
Stop. Stop.
They're all right.
Stop reading the text messages and say... What your things are.
Okay, fine.
You guys are getting off topic.
Monica's not a bad person, but she is the single worst orderer of food on earth.
Correct.
Worst.
Yeah.
You.
Really?
Terrible.
Yeah. I have a lot of special orders. Sometimes, I told you yesterday, I had to Google sometimes how to say.
How to order her food.
The order. And I didn't want.
That's right. Yep.
Because I know how to order mine.
Like,
one,
hey,
two, three, four. There you go. Done.
I know. That's the way you do it, though.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Monica is just, she's defiant. She refuses to be put into a box, Antoine. And if that box says, here's your meal all laid out for you, even if that would be fine with her, because I know it would be.
No, I didn't want that.
Not fine with her.
I want a special order.
There's a couple restaurants, you know, after the show, I'm like, okay, let me grab breakfast real quick. Can we go on a breakfast run?
Yep.
And there's a couple restaurants where I'm like, hey, I would like to get your bacon, egg, and cheese bagel without the bagel. And can you put a side of egg with cheese? And I said, hold on, you want what? And I don't know how to order that. There's no real number. for that order.
Because there's not supposed to be that order.
But they have all the components.
So she orders a number and changes everything about that number.
And then just says, oh, well, I know you have all these things, so change it up. You know what? Restaurants of the world, here's what you have to stop catering to these people. Stop it. Stop being good at customer service. Stop being
nice.
And
it was bad.
Stop with this customer is always right stuff, because I know this customer and she is not. So don't do it anymore. All right, fine, Antoine.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I really am in the mood. Easter Sunday. I am I'm a bit of a home chef. You know that.
Mm-hmm. I'm judging you.
I know. And you know where this is going.
I know where it's going.
You know where this is going. I'm feeling making some rabbit. I'm kind of just.
Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday, he's going to make rabbit.
That is mean.
It's so good, though.
It is good.
It's good.
When's the last time you made rabbit?
It's been a very long time.
And you are going to wait till Easter Sunday.
That's why it's in my mind. I was thinking about the Easter Bunny. I'm like, he's probably got a cousin who's delicious. Just where can I buy it?
You're a terrible person.
It is good, though.
I'm not a terrible person, but it's just a but.
Yeah.
Oh, but how do you feed that to the children?
That's what I was about to say. How do you feed that to the kids?
Tell them it's pot roast.
It's pot roast.
Lie to them? So now we're lying.
They don't know.
We're feeding them rabbit and lying.
If it tastes good.
Monarch.
It's pot roast. Enjoy the pot roast, kids.
Antoine,
and then when they get older,
I deserve better.
I don't think I think you're getting what you deserve that right now.
Rabbit with some carrots?
Yeah. Oh, man.
No, don't do
that.
Wow.
I'm doing it all.
Hey. WXLK HD.
Rono.
$5,000 here in a second. Brand new birthday scam after that. Officer Ganja. Hook up or hang up. We'll meet Melissa. She's single. Mm-hmm. And she will give you 1 minute of her time. One minute
to
convince her.
You can learn a lot about someone in 1 minute.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
Told you, that's all I need. Hey, what kind of shoes do you wear? I only wear white New Balance sneakers. You're out.
Hang up.
Hang up. Done. That's all I need to know. It's one of my unwritten rules. I don't date a man in white sneakers.
I can't do it.
I really don't date a man in any footwear.
But
if I did date men, they better up their shoe game. I'll tell you that right now.
You would hang up.
I'm going to let you date me when you care that little about your footwear? I don't think so. Text 52353. Lauren and Forrest says white New Balance shoes are dad shoes. Exactly. I refuse. I don't like that. I don't like the term dad bod either. Get them out of here.
Dad bod.
Both of them. Somebody else absolutely agree about the white tennis shoes. Immediate deal breaker. Alex, he agrees too.
Uh-huh. What up, Alex?
No Mills? White shoes or white socks. Now, if you're going to the gym, white socks are fine.
Yeah, I think
going
to the gym.
Mowing the lawn, that kind of thing.
You get away with it,
But outside of that, I do the...
Are you checking your socks
now?
No,
I got brown. I got the brown little Heidis, because even though I have shorts on today, I do the hiding shoes. That's
what you showing your leg today. Showing some leg.
I am showing some leg.
Calves.
Showing my dad bod, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Unwritten rules. Casey in Roanoke says if you drink the rest of a drink in the fridge or eat the rest of the rest, you better get more or make more. Yep. All right, what you have instead is what people do is they leave the tiniest little film of liquid at the bottom of the apple juice container and say, well, there's a little bit left.
Who's going to drink that backwash?
There is not.
If it's not mine, I don't open it or finish it if it's not mine. So, like, let's say Monica came in with, like, some like wine or something like that.
Yeah.
You would never open
I'm not going to be the first one to drink because it's not mine.
Right.
And I'm not going to drink the last glass of it either.
Well, Monica's going to drink the first and the last of yours.
And
well,
everything in the
Zach's
middle.
Zach's house. We have dinner. I'm like, hey, I'll just go in your fridge.
Monica ate a whole brick of cheese. She ate the first and the last. Took the whole thing. Oh, you're out of cheese. Well, I'm aware of that now. Thank you so much.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Hot new challenge on the internet. This is one of those ones. Are people doing this?
Like, parents, watch out because your teens are participating in the Shell On Challenge.
I guess this is, at least it's not the Tide Pod thing.
Right.
But people, they are eating things with the quote unquote shell on. So you film yourself. Look at me. I'm eating a banana, but you don't peel it.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing. Or an orange. Or there was some doofus on there that had a sandwich in a Ziploc bag and just bites right through the sandwich.
That's the new challenge.
That is the new challenge. And I guess I don't know if people are actually doing that. There is a doctor that says, don't eat plastic.
It's just not meant to be digested. And so it's not going to move through the GI tract really well, depending how big of a bite of it they take. I always encourage parents to be active in their kids' social media accounts. They should always have access to view what kids are posting online. And they should be aware of things that are going around, any of the new challenges coming out, because there's always something new.
I do at least applaud the creativity of the kid that ate cereal through the box. So,
That's a shame that you have to tell people don't do that.
I know. Don't eat a box of cereal. Yeah, please don't.
Number two.
Number two. This is interesting. Coming out of that fire, the Notre Dame fire in Paris, the church, and there's still parts of the church that are there, but there is a massive construction project that's going to have to happen now to try to rebuild this thing. People from all over the world are donating tons of money to help rebuild this thing. And one of the main things that is probably going to help rebuild this church, the Notre Dame Cathedral, is the video game Assassin's Creed.
Yep.
And video game.
Yeah, it's not a joke. And it's not a, this is totally serious, but Assassin's Creed Unity was one of the games. And if you've ever played, actually, I'll say if you've never played Assassin's Creed, they are beautiful video games.
It's gorgeous. I own a couple.
Yeah. Sometimes the gameplay is sucky, but everything looks beautiful. So they recreate these whole villages. They do all this stuff. And a lot of it has historical stuff involved in it. And in the Unity game, they did a true to form recreation of the Notre Dame Cathedral. I mean, they basically did every nook and cranny of this thing to the way it actually looked in real life. So now they can go to the video game and seriously look around and say, okay, well, we need to put this pole here and this thing there. So it helped preserve history, really.
That is great news.
Yeah, all out of the video game.
Number one.
Number one trending. She's all over the place today because she's a 65-year-old great-grandma who warded off. I don't know. Some 300-pound dude was trying to steal her car. Oh, and he was in his underwear as well. And she hit him with a bat.
Oh.
And he ran away. Yeah, so great she is great-grandma going viral today. Clarice Gainey used to play softball back in the day, too. Okay. So she whipped out the bat.
I grabbed my bat. I braced myself. I took that bat and hit him upside down. Paya! He said, he got a big knot on his head. He better be glad I didn't have a gun, because I would have shot him.
Oh, okay.
But this is my gun right here, because I'm going, paya!
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 She had a swing. I saw the video. She had a heck of a swing.
Paya!
Dude in his underwear.
Yeah, she's real proud of herself. Yeah. So, opened the door, yelled at him. He charged at her. So just as you know, Clarice takes over from there, and she just gives you a little,
paya!
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang birthday scam. Oh, poor Ben. He wants to be a police officer, and he's a good dude.
That's nice.
So I'm going to mess with him. This is from Courtney. Zach, I'd like to request a birthday scam for my husband, Ben. He and I both love your scams and anger diaries, and I so want to prank him one time. He's currently going through the process of becoming a police officer in Lynchburg and is nervously waiting for some of the final details. And I thought that would be a perfect setup. I totally agree as well, because one of the things he's waiting on, drug test. So we'll call now. This is the K92 Morning Thang birthday scam, Officer Gunja.
Hello?
Yes, hello. May I speak to Benjamin, please?
This is Ben.
Hello, Benjamin. This is Johnson calling from the officer recruitment office.
Oh, hi. How are you? Okay.
Well, I have been assigned your application for employment, and everything looked good until...
Until what?
The drug test. You failed, Benjamin.
What? That's not possible.
Oh, but it is. You have tested positive for marijuana. So not only is your employment in question, Ben, we'd actually like you to come down to the station and answer a few questions for us, if you could.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. Like, sir, I have never smoked marijuana in my entire life.
Well, not according to this drug test. According to this, you smoke quite a bit of herb.
What?
Herb. The herb, weed, ganja, blunts, Willie Nelson salad, whatever you want to call it. You are a straight-up stoner, kiddo, and I'm just not sure if we're going to be able to hire you.
I swear to you, like, I have never, ever smoked marijuana in my life. I swear. Like, this has to be like a mistake.
You say that you have never smoked marijuana, not once in your entire life.
No, never. I promise you.
Gotta be honest, Ben. You sound pretty lame then. You should probably loosen up a little.
Wait, what?
You really should try some weed.
Yeah.
Especially if you want to become a police officer, because then you can at least know what you're dealing with when you're upholding the law.
I'm confused.
Here's the thing. Anytime we bust somebody for weed, we all just blaze up in the evidence room because the beautiful thing about that place is it already smells like weed. Nice. So nobody has a clue. It's awesome. So, Ben, would you be down with that?
Wait, this can't be real. Are you testing me or something?
Actually, yes.
I knew it.
Testing to see how lame you are. And clearly you have passed. Or is it that you failed? I don't know. I just know that you are one straight-laced lame-o.
Okay. Okay, I'm really confused. What's going on here?
A birthday scam is going on here.
Oh, no. What?
Oh, no.
You're on the radio right now. Hi, Ben.
Oh,
I don't want you to have a heart attack, so I'm just going to stop now. But this is a birthday scam. You're live on K92, and this is Zach. Hi.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday.
Oh, my God. Hi. Yeah.
You can't talk.
That's all I have. So this is from your wife, Courtney, and she was telling me all about how you're going through the process of becoming a police officer, which, of course, you know, we are certainly very appreciative of. But I thought we'd mess with you just a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't even tell you how stressed out I am about all this and this. Oh, my God.
I'll tell you this much. I can't tell you how stressed out I'm going to be if I ever get pulled over next time in Lynchburg and you're the person who pulls me over, because I don't think I'm getting off of the warning on this one. Yeah, that's a no. I get it. That's fine. Ben, well, it was all in good fun, so remember that before you throw me in jail, okay?
I'll try to, yeah.
Definitely keep us posted, and good luck with everything with your career, too.
Thank you. Thank you. I will.
It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
I am not getting a warning.
No, you're getting a ticket for sure.
Yes, you are.
The K92 Morning Thangs hookup.
I like you a lot.
Or hang up.
Goodbye.
60 seconds to their dating destiny.
Mm-hmm.
We failed last time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We had a good streak going.
It happens.
And you know what? Everyone may choose their own lifestyle. If you want to be vegan, that's fine. I'd just like to point
Regina,
out.
Regina, that's right.
Vegan
Regina.
Lost. Queen Regina did not win. But Melissa is our brave single today. So good morning, Melissa.
Hey, good morning.
What is your favorite meat?
Get it out the way now.
Filet mignon.
Okay, see, this is a great start.
There we go.
How do you take your steak, Melissa?
Ooh, this is the question.
Medium.
Not bad.
Good enough.
I like medium. Yep.
Okay, I was wondering.
Okay. Yep.
She said medium well, though.
I would hang up. I'd be like, I can't have two failures in a row. Medium is perfectly fine. Yeah, I'm okay with that. Melissa, so you are single, yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. We've had to ask that in the past. Mm-hmm. Since we had a married guy before, Monica.
Oh, I remember him, yeah.
Exactly. Oh. 60 seconds to your dating destiny. If there is someone who is interested in meeting Melissa, I guess let's get to know you just a little bit. We know filet mignon medium, which in a lot of cases, you know, for me, I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Yep.
We'll go out. Let's see what happens. But what else? Tell us about Melissa.
I'm just looking for a hot guy, mostly. That's really it.
Okay.
I'm not looking to be in any kind of relationship. I'm 21. Really just want to have a good time.
Okay.
You know, hang out.
So young, just want to hang out, see where this goes.
Yeah.
No real pressure.
I get that.
Of,
okay.
Well, when you're that age, it's kind of easier to do that, too. Mm-hmm. You get into 35, 40 years old, you say, okay, look, I'm not screwing around anymore.
I'm looking for a life partner.
I want this, and this. If you don't want to get out. Melissa says, just don't be a troll. Like, that's all I'm looking for. Anything else we need to know, or is that pretty much it?
That's pretty much where my head's at right now.
She's 21. She eats steak, and she wants to meet you. Are you you? Start calling now. It'll be 60 seconds to your dating destiny. I feel good about this one, though I said that last week and ended
bad.
So I'm going to say it again. I'll just keep saying it until it works. 774-9236. 800-468-9236. If you are interested in meeting Melissa, doing hookup or hang up, 60 seconds to your dating destiny. Melissa, here we go.
The K92 Morning Thangs hookup.
I like you a lot.
Or hang up.
Goodbye.
Hey, you know what? It's always a refreshing change. You see all those personal ads. I was just looking for a serious relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Melissa says, looking for a not serious relationship.
That's right.
We welcome back Melissa. Hi.
Hey.
So, dating experience so far, long-term relationships, yes, no, anything?
Just
one sort of long-term from high school.
Okay. But you're young. Like, yeah. You don't need to have a super serious relationship at this point in your life.
She knows that.
Right. She's on point with that, so that's good. Melissa, we have found you a John, okay? Oh, wait. See, that sounds terrible.
Wait a minute, Zach.
Hold on.
Zach, wait. Like, what did Melissa. You
All right. See, this is what happens when I try to be clever. Okay. Melissa, we found you a guy, and his name is John. How about that? Can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
John, good morning, sir.
Hey, how are you guys?
I'm doing all right.
He got a lot of energy.
He does. He sounds very pleasant already.
Yeah, sure. I'm very excited.
Okay, good. I'm very happy to be here. Okay.
I like that.
60 seconds. I mean, I'll let you guys take over. I don't want to give away too much. We'll just give them their 60 seconds, and then y'all can decide afterward. Also, it really is time for me to just step aside and take a breath, because I need a reset button on all of this stuff. Melissa, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, we'll kick off the 60 seconds. It's your 60 seconds, so I will let you go ahead and start it. And then either of you, you're free to ask questions, whatever, and we'll do the countdown at the end. Melissa, go ahead and take it away. You're up.
Okay. Hi, John. Hey.
Hi.
You sound cute.
Thank you. You don't sound so bad yourself. Don't mind my asking, what do you look like?
I'm tall, but like, mostly in my legs. I have long brown hair. I have a similar look to Katy Perry, like, in my face, not the hair.
Oh, Katy Perry looks all right. Okay, my turn. I'm 6'2". I wear my hair back in a ponytail. I'm a handsome guy.
Okay. When was your last relationship?
Funny you should ask. Actually, it was a couple of weeks ago. I was in the wrong.
Oh, wow. What did you do?
I cheated on her.
Oh, boy.
Okay, then. Okay.
Yeah, I was totally in the wrong.
Okay. Right. Well, at least you admit that.
Okay.
In the wrong.
He admits it, so we leave on the truth, I suppose. Okay. We will count it down if you guys feel like you want more. I get the feeling at least one person's going to still be on the phone here. I'm going to count it down. You want to stay on? You want to do a real date? We can go ahead and do that in 3, 2, 1. Now, John, you're definitely there, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, let's see the moment of truth. Melissa.
I'm still here.
Okay, all right. Not going to lie, a little surprised by that.
I was a little surprised. I thought I heard it hang up.
Yeah, no. Melissa, you heard what went down, but you are still here, so what are your thoughts?
You know, he admitted it. He knew he did something wrong, and honestly, like I said, I'm not really looking for a relationship anyways, so.
Okay.
Okay, so he's a free spirit.
Yep, I guess. Right, and there. He's a free spirit, too, as witnessed by the ponytail. That's all I ever need to know. You keep an eye on that ponytail, Melissa. No, I'm serious. That was not a joke.
He's wagging his finger right now.
Well, it is the ponytail. Yeah, I don't trust the ponytail. No offense, John.
We have friends that have rock a ponytail on occasion.
We have man friends who rock a ponytail. Who?
We have a couple friends, mutual friends, that have a ponytail.
I'm not sure
and
how.
They're good guys with ponytails.
If I leave my wallet out, I'm just not sure. all right, so guys, here's the deal. We'll hook y'all both up with information. You guys can go out on a real date and come back and let us know how things are going, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, you are very welcome. I don't know. Ponytail. Don't trust. I don't know. The ponytail. I'm not sure.
If it's in a bun, I think that's different from a ponytail.
Oh, the bun is the worst. Forget the bun they get. Hang up on them. Yeah, we don't even let that happen.
I still have no clue what either one of them really looks like.
You're bald. You don't understand these things. So that's what it is. If you want to be on a future hookup or hang up, hit us up now. 60 seconds to their dating destiny.
Hook up or hang up. Hook up or hang up. Hook up. Hook up or hang up.
The K92 Morning Bangs $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
All right. So far, what we know is that Christina in Lexington is caller 19.
Yes.
Antoine is the only person that has spoken to her so far.
Yes.
Antoine, what is your vibe?
I think she is somebody who is familiar with pop culture.
Okay.
And I am guessing, my prediction is 7 or more. Okay. At least 7.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good.
Not bad. Christina, does that sound like a good representation of you?
That sounds pretty good.
All right. Yeah. Says I'm good. Are you someone that tries to stay up on pop culture, stuff like that?
I try.
Okay. Try is all you can do. She's like, I try, but I'm not awesome. I'm not like
that's
other
right.
people. God, did you see that Jeopardy guy set his own record again last night.
I turned to Jeopardy within 5 minutes, and he had $7,000.
He, $130-something thousand, most one-day total ever, broke his record.
Yep.
He actually, he's now top one, two, and three, most ever. Dude's won $600,000 so far.
Goodness.
I know.
He's a robot. He has to retire.
Like, but we have Christina.
We do. We have Christina. And she's this jackpot is slightly smaller than that. I should have done this in reverse. Why did I do that? Christina, did you go get your three free answers?
No, I did not.
All right.
No.
Okay. I'm still standing by my seven.
All right. Let's see what happens. Everybody else. So what you do is you go to facebook.com/UptownRoanoke. That is the Uptown Cheapskate Facebook page. Really great secondhand store. And you get fashions. I mean, these are designer fashions for sometimes 70% off what you would pay at
cute
the mall.
Stuff.
And great on prices. Earth Day, which is coming up on Monday, 20% off the entire store.
Love it.
And nice. They buy your clothes, too.
Yeah. So check them out. Nice. Follow them on Facebook and, of course, Instagram, too, because there's lots of cute outfits.
Right. Your free answers are on Facebook,
yes,
though,
on
so
Facebook.
That's where you're going to get them. Here we go. Christina, you may pass at any time. We'll come back to a question if there is time. $10 for every single one you get right. Get them all right. $1,000. Are we ready?
Perfect. I'm ready.
Okay, let's do this. I've got the winner music lined up. So
all right, just thinking we win it all,
we'll be ready to roll. Here we go. Question will start when I finish reading the first one. Good luck, Christina. Here we go. Into pop quiz. Let's do it. Question one. What legendary rock singer recently had heart valve replacement surgery?
Pass.
How many states start with the letter A? 4 or 6?
6.
No.
Wrong.
Who won the World Series last year?
Oh, goodness. I'm so bad, Pat.
Okay, Calvin Broadus is the real name of what rapper?
Gosh, Pat.
Okay, true or false? Earth Day started in 1970.
False.
No. Who sings the viral hit song Old Town Road?
Pat.
Ah! Oh. All right, Henry Cavill plays what DC comic superhero?
You can pass.
Pass.
Ah! Who won the most recent Oscar for Best Actor?
Oh, gosh. I don't know that either. Pass.
Right, pass.
Donnie Wahlberg currently stars on what CBS drama?
No idea.
Pass. All right, well, you... You got a hello. I blame Antoine.
You blame it?
I blame Antoine. He put a lot of pressure on you.
I put pressure on Christina.
You.
It's my fault.
Christina, is it Antoine's fault?
It's my fault, Christina. Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. I just, obviously, I'm not that good at this.
No, it's okay. Oh, my God. Well, you know what? All right, Christina, here's what you do get. You get to go into the Hall of Fame with one other person who's gotten zero in this game. There's only been two.
Good. Well, at least I'm not the only one.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I think. Yeah. There was one. Oh, there was one guy.
Got $10, I think.
All right. Well, you're in the Hall of Fame. You're our reverse Jeopardy winner. We'll call it that.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think this is a great lesson for the young people listening right now. So when your parents tell you things like, if you try your best, you can have anything you want. No, you can't. No, you can't.
And also, get your free answers.
Get your free answers.
See, that's
you would have
at least
had at least $30 right there.
All right. Yeah. You know what? Well. We're going to get her something. Hang on. I'm going to get you something, a little something.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Let me run down all of the ones you missed because everybody else needs to know.
Yeah.
Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones had heart surgery. Yep. There are 4 states with the letter A. The Boston Red Sox won the World Series. That was a free one, so you would have had that. Calvin Broadus is Snoop Dogg. Earth Day did start in 1970, and that was a free answer. Old Town Road, that goofy horse was in the back, that is Lil Nas X. Henry Cavill, the superhero, is Superman. And who won the most recent Oscar for Best Actor was Rami Malek. He played Freddie Mercury in the Bohemian Rhapsody movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, and Donnie Wahlberg, he's on Blue Bloods.
Blue Bloods.
Which is a top 5 show. Did you know that?
You don't have to.
I didn't know.
Because someone's going to text in and be like, I got all of them right.
No, I won't read that text. No. I'll read it to myself.
Let's start the Eliminator.
Oh, my God. We have breaking news. Satin the dog is now free.
Free!
Free?
Yes, free. Oh, let me get Stephanie from the Franklin County Humane Society. You're going to just sponsor.
I'm going to sponsor her adoption.
Oh, man.
Yes.
So you're going to take care of the fee?
I'm going to take care of the fee with approved application.
Well, of course. Yeah, this doesn't go to just any schmo.
No, she needs a good home. She is the happiest dog. Yeah.
Yep. So Satin, the adoption fee has been covered. If you are interested, you can go to our Facebook page. You can see about her, and you can go to the Franklin County Humane Society later on, and you'll be good to go. Yeah. Also, thank you to Amanda Christensen and Leslie Owen, State Farm agents, always, for supporting this segment. We're supporting responsible pet ownership.
And, you know, they kept us on for April as well for the Quotes for Good.
You shut up now. Look at that.
Yeah. We still have, you know, some time left for that.
Yeah, so we have the links to their Facebook pages in our post with Satin. If you hit them up and all you got to do is ask for a quote, and they'll do it by text even. They will then donate $10 to the Franklin County Humane Society. There are tons of great animals that need to be adopted, so we need to take care of that. Also, we have breaking news that one of our people hung up, so I'm going to put you on hold right there.
Went to apply for Satin.
Maybe. Take care of line 5, and I'll start getting everybody else here. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
All right, Andrew, your choice. You can team up with Monica, Antoine, or Stephanie here in the Eliminator as we go through the top 12 most popular pets. Who would you like, Andrew?
Let me take Antoine.
Okay, it's the A-team again.
A-team.
Did they win the last time it was the A-team?
The A-team won last
time. Not usually.
The A-team was team.
It's when I have, when I'm playing with somebody with an A.
And the trash begins. Good morning, Hannah. Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Hi, would you like Monica or Stephanie? Hannah.
I think I'll pick Stephanie.
Okay. Hannah and Stephanie, good to go. And that means who's our other person?
Tommy.
Oh, it's Tommy and Monica together again.
Yeah. Worked out that way.
He's like, oh, God. Tommy keeps losing for Monica. Monica keeps losing for Tommy. Here we go. The Eliminator starts now. Top 12 answers. You just have to give me something on there, and you are good to go. You're safe. If you don't,
you are eliminated.
The category today is top 12 most popular pets. Last week it was National Pet Day.
Yeah.
But Stephanie wasn't here. Did you go to the beach or something?
I was in New Orleans.
Oh,
nice. Yeah.
Very nice. Oh, it takes a solid 2 weeks to cleanse your body from just the rich foods of New Orleans.
Yes, and other things.
Mm-hmm. Boy, yes. Yeah. So we've read about it at the
library. I just keep on rolling, though.
Go share Satin. Here we go.
No time for cleanse.
Top 12 most popular pets. Let's see. Antoine was selected first, so you'll go last. Monica Brooks.
Wait, I go last?
Dog.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it works.
Booey.
Okay, you say dog. Uh-huh. That is, that's the number one answer. Stephanie, you're
next. All right, Satin. You're number one, girl. Cat.
Cat is? I almost just hit. You're eliminated. Forget it. Antoine, go ahead.
Fish.
Fish is? Number 3. So we've nailed the top 3. 1, 2, and 3. Top 12 most popular pets. Please share Satin's post. She is up for adoption, and she is now free. Her adoption fee has been covered for an approved home,
yes,
of course. And I do believe since it is free, stringent application process will go down.
I'm going to comb it over.
Yeah, you better bring your best. And I should point out, though, at the Franklin County Humane Society, they do accept bribes in the form of lovely donations. Forget this college admission scandal thing. You know, we're open to that.
Yeah,
we're
cool with that.
All right, Monica, what do you got?
Bird.
Bird is number 4. Yep, we're rolling down the line. Stephanie.
Rabbit.
Rabbit is number 11. Close.
Oof.
I'm feeling pressure.
It's tough when the pets are also food. It's just, it's tough. And that is one where it starts to get in there. Antoine.
Hamster.
Hamster is number 8. Ooh, we go to round 3. Round 3. Coming up and blow your mind, ladies, I have to ask one favor. Please don't kill this guy. Okay? He's stupid, and he was being whiny and dumb.
Uh-oh.
And it is going to make you so mad when I tell you this story because he's such an idiot. That's coming up. Monica, what do you got?
Ooh, I'm going to go snake.
Snake is number 7.
Great pet.
Yeah. Stephanie.
So cuddly.
So cuddly and murderous. Yeah.
Guinea pig.
Guinea pig is number 9.
Ooh.
Antoine, there are only 4 left. It starts to get hard here.
I'm going to say turtle.
Turtle is number 10. Turtle.
Let's go.
Last 3. Number 5, number 6, and number 12 are left. Monica Brooks.
Ooh. Probably a ferret.
Ferret is number 6.
Had that one.
I was wondering if you were going to have that one. There are only 2 left. Stephanie.
Lizard.
Lizard is.
You are eliminated.
Sorry, it's not on there. Lizard is not on there.
I don't believe it.
I know people do have.
All right, let me go again.
You don't get to go again.
Sorry, you're eliminated. That means, Antoine, the pressure is on you. You must get one to stay alive, or Monica wins the game for her love, her dream, her man, Tommy. Here we go.
I don't know if this is going to Gecko.
That's a same
answer. Okay, okay, I don't know if it counted as a lizard. Okay.
It doesn't count. Same answer.
All right, I'm going to go with a... You have to put a timer on me. You have to put pressure on me.
Three seconds.
Uh-oh.
Two.
A mouse.
One. A mouse is...
You are eliminated.
Monica Brooks!
What? Well, wait, I thought she had to give a right answer.
No, she went first in that round.
She got the first one.
She got the first one.
Because on my list, I still had a bearded dragon and ants.
What about a horse or a pig?
Horse.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody, here we go. Congratulations to Tommy.
Tommy, you won, so you get your choice. If you want to see Chris Kattan this weekend, he's going to be at Star City Comedy Club Friday and Saturday, or you can go to the Strawberry Festival.
Congratulations, Tommy. She finally won for you.
Yes, for you.
Thank you, Monica. Okay.
The two that you missed, number 5, horse.
Oh, man.
And number 12, chicken.
Oh.
People are paying chickens now. That's a thing.
Yep. Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
3 stories, and then the final story, I ask ladies, please don't kill him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's just stupid. And again, I'm on your side. He's an idiot.
Okay.
That's the last story. We also have, this is an interesting story because I see it with Monica, but they don't give any details, so I want to know the details as to why. But first, we start with the fact of why people don't recycle. Why don't they recycle?
Why?
I don't know how.
What do I do?
Now, I'm putting this story in because it blows my mind on the things that they listed. Apparently, I don't know how to recycle either.
What?
I feel like it's a lot more complicated than it should be.
Exactly.
Well, what's the issue?
I thought I had it down.
Mm-hmm.
You've got that blue bin. You throw stuff in it.
Right. There we go.
Some plastics.
To be simple.
Some, glass? You put some cardboard, those sorts of things. Okay. So, like this thing says here, 53% of people erroneously believe. So that makes you sound dumb.
It does.
It makes you sound dumb because they use a word you don't understand anyway. And they're saying that 53% of us idiots didn't realize that you cannot recycle a greasy pizza box.
You can't?
You can't?
Why can't you?
Why?
I don't know.
Cardboard.
The grease?
I don't know.
What?
I thought you could. I thought a pizza box was right up the recycling alley. Did you, what about, you get plastic fork?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
That's a no, too?
What?
It's plastic.
I know! I'm so
confused. What do you want us to do?
I'm so confused. Yes. I'm so confused now. Now I know why. Now I know why people are confused, because I'm confused. I had no idea with the pizza box thing. Maybe this thing is wrong, but that's the story I have. Okay. Monica, I thought this made me think of you, but they don't give any details as to why. So I think you can actually help these scientists, because they found out results, but they don't know why they have these results. But they did, they tested men and women having affairs, and they found that you could tell a man was having an affair just by looking at his face.
Oh, the lie face?
But not a woman.
Okay, because I always said that a man has like a lie mouth.
A lie mouth.
Yeah. What? A lie mouth. We talked about it like in the past. I said when a guy tells a fib, you can kind of see it in their mouth, like the way they hold their lips. I'm like, oh.
So do they just hold their mouth open like that?
Too much.
Monica's saying basically
concentrating on it.
She can tell it from a guy's mouth because if a guy's talking, he's lying. That's what she's saying.
The way they part their mouth and what they're saying and how they say it.
She has said this before. There's a lie mouth. And she usually picks it out, though I also think she hedges her bets and just says all men are liars because they kind of are.
No, there's a lie mouth that I've seen.
So does a person having an affair, do they just walk around with that mouth all the time?
I didn't do it.
So that's why it's the lie mouth. And women, as we see, are just really good at being evil and dastardly.
We know that already.
Can't figure it out. Same crazy face. Okay. Ladies, don't kill him. And again, he deserves all of your trolling. That's fine. He's a moron. He's dumb. But he has lots of complaints about the hospital staff when his wife was giving birth.
Okay.
Because they did not take care of his needs.
What did he need?
What did he need?
Wait a minute. Let's hear both sides. Let's hear both sides.
There really is no other side.
Let's hear both sides.
There's no other side, Antoine.
I had two kids.
Let's hear both sides.
Okay. Let me explain this guy's reasoning, which is horrible on every level.
There's two sides.
Again, don't kill him. So he's mad because he was in the waiting room.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not a red flag to you already?
He was in the waiting room.
He was not in the delivery room.
While she was birthing?
Maybe she kicked him out.
Oh. Well, there's certain, it depends on what's going on.
Yeah.
If that's, it's, you know, okay. There's certain things, and there's certain things that they have to.
Well, he says he was there for over 12 hours and no one offered him a beverage.
Well, he was parched.
Well, they have machines.
You can get sick.
No. They have machines.
You don't,
50
you
cents.
Don't got a credit card?
Yeah.
The wife had it.
He said he felt invisible. No one paid attention
to me. Well, they were concentrating on his wife.
Well, sorry they were taking care of your wife. That was
I have good news at least. There's a happy ending to this story. This guy is getting destroyed online. So your lady trolls have
so
taken
over. Congratulations, Papa.
Nope. With your evil affair-ridden faces that we can't tell the difference on, you have taken care of that man.
Dang.
So again, don't kill him. He's just dumb. That's all this is.
Give him a soda pop.
There are two sides.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
Yeah, Antoine, there's two sides. There's that side, and then there's a side of me leaving. I'm just like, all right, bye. Did you see what happened when I put that story out there? They almost ate my face.
They came after you.
And I didn't even do it. I said he was dumb. I was on your side.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.